This is the Don and Mike Show.
There was an athlete, had a dog, and Mike Vick was his name. Oh. And Mike Vick was his name. Oh.
You got dogs made you laugh. It's not really funny.
Maybe it is.
Maybe we're just tards. We are tards.
We like singing dogs.
We are dumb. Arf! Dum, dum, dum. We are dumb.
Now let it growl.
Now, sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, wow.
I'm working overtime today.
Super, Donnie.
There she is.
It's very funny, I know. Stay safe there.
All right, Al, thanks so much, and you stay safe, buddy.
And everybody have a number.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
A couple of pain in the ass jackholes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Where did Roker take his Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloon head to? Where did he venture to?
He was down in Mexico where he was wearing shorts.
Yay.
And standing in a canal of water talking on a cell phone.
Did you see his legs? Did he have skinny little legs?
Yeah, he kind of got skinny legs.
Little bird legs.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, boy?
We're doing very well.
Good. I want to know, Rob, I got a question for you.
Question for
you
Rob.
You know what? You are going to have to hold on for just a moment. Oh. I've noticed it is 8 minutes after the hour.
Now, your local on the 8s.
Conceptually funny.
I love that.
It is.
Hi there.
And you got to go all the way with it every time.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm not going all the way. It's
no, but I mean, you got to go a certain.
No.
I meant as long as you went with it.
Darrenly fade.
Now back to storm stories.
Hello. What's? Oh, the guy hung up.
That's too bad.
He didn't want to wait.
That's a shame. I felt I was going to make a friend.
Oh, hold on. I put him on hold.
Oh, good.
Hello. There you go. Question for Rob.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Question for you, Rob.
Yes, I always love to entertain a question.
Just throw different sounds. If I'm traveling down the road going 45 miles an hour.
Right.
And it's 9 miles to my destination, how long will it take me?
At a consistent clip of 45 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would take you 12 minutes.
12 minutes, you big-headed bastard. You're so good. I love you.
He loves you.
He got it.
God bless you.
See you later.
Word problems.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. What's up?
I'm fine. I just wanted to ask a question about the Michael Vick thing.
I'm fine.
I am too.
I heard this morning.
Listen, and it's so foolish for us to do this, but it is what we do. I'm Nit and he's Pick. You know, when Don spoke to you just a moment ago, his question to you was, what's up? And you answered with, I'm fine. Are you aware of that exchange? Or am I being a little too picky?
I am aware of that, yes.
Oh, you are? Okay.
So you know that we didn't inquire as to how you were doing.
We just were wondering what was up.
Correct. I was just nervous first-time caller.
Yeah, sure. See, now we can move on.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, how are you?
I'm fine.
We don't care. I'm kidding, darling.
I wanted to ask about...
Seriously, how are all of your nooks and crannies?
I heard this morning that he said that he wanted to, or that he loves animals.
Who's that? Who are you talking about? Mike Vick?
Yes.
Did he say that?
He said that, and I wanted to know if that was kind of like O.J. saying he loved Nicole.
Okay. Well, you know,
as far as I know, seriously, Mike Vick has not said one thing publicly, which is one of the things that's killing him in this.
And, you know, as soon as you bring the OJ thing into it, that's when it, you know, you diminish it. You really do. You diminish the whole thing. Yeah.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Robert Bassam, from CEO of Eastern's Automotive Group.
Are you really the CEO?
I'm really the CEO.
Well, you should get my white ass in one of your commercials. I want to be in a commercial with LeVar and with Santana Moss and maybe with Willis McGahee.
Hey, it's not my fault.
That's the CEO.
You gotta play ball.
Sir, I play ball on the radio every day. Mike and I are the Super Bowl champions of radio.
Do you realize the athletic prowess that's required to actually do this show every day?
Hey, I see you guys on your website. You don't look very athletic to me now.
Well,
I
got news for you. Are you selling male models or cars, my friend?
That's right.
Good job.
You want to move some product, my friend? Let me tell you.
Listen,
move product.
Is it okay
if I piggyback on this?
Well, it's kind of my deal, but
it
I'm
is.
Sure
you wanna,
my,
this is your deal here, Wade.
I just, you know, I
all
just,
right, you know what? I'll go the opposite way. Don needs to be in your commercial.
On behalf of all white men, I need to be. Yeah, you know, this is almost.
I'll go a step further, and I'm telling you the truth right now. Carla's lease is coming up in November. You put Don in one of your commercials, and I'll buy a car from you.
We'll make a deal. We'll turn nobody down. Your job is your credit,
it's
right?
It's almost reverse discrimination. Remember back in the day when a black guy couldn't play quarterback?
Right.
Well, I look now at the Eastern Motors ads. You know what I say? A white guy can't be driving that car. A white guy can just be the nerdy guy who's got a tape on his glasses who comes up and says, how can I help you? I want to be the cool guy sitting behind the wheel. I'll even, I'll grill up my teeth for you.
What if you put him in the commercial and told everyone it was Chris Cooley?
We could do that. You got to do your hair up.
Do your hair up, right.
Big afro.
Do your hair up.
Big white man afro.
Right.
No, I'd rather be as me.
Well, and incidentally, while we're showering our listeners with this free advertising for your company, are you a fine sponsor of the Don and Mike radio program?
We should be.
That's a good answer. Agreed. That's a good answer.
Bye-bye. See you later, then,
See
friend.
You later. Bye-bye.
Call Mr. Donahue. Mr. Donahoe.
Donahoe.
Would you stop it with the Leo Donahoe stuff?
You know what he's doing? He's not just mentioning that name. He's setting that name up for a short joke.
That's right.
Which he and Leo Donahoe is not short.
I said nothing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Tiny guy, though.
Hi there. What's up? Hello.
Yeah, I was calling. That lady was talking about Mike Vick when he said they loved animals.
Yeah.
Last night, ESPN was showing his interviews over the years, and in 2000, they asked him the question, what are three things that people don't know about you? And the first thing he said was that I love animals.
That's great. Thank you for that clarification and for putting that into the proper perspective. I've seen the similar pieces. He's done those interviews that later come back to bite you in the ass.
Sure.
Like the one right after he talked to Goodell, when he's walking through the door and he says, hey, man, around the world, everybody loves Mike Vick.
Yeah.
Everybody loves me. I got no time for you. Everybody loves Mike Vick.
That's before he realized the gravity of the situation.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I called about 24.
Oh, yeah. Can you keep your voice down, please?
Be very quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
Yeah.
Yes, 24.
I'm driving in my car.
Are you calling to tell us that Janine Garofalo is going to be in the cast?
Exactly.
You know what you are? You're one of the people that would have gotten the alarm.
Yeah. Okay.
Please.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this with no ill feeling or malice in my voice or in my heart.
Thank you so
please,
much.
No, please listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
I speak to you as I speak to all of our listeners.
Yes.
Anything you little brains think you know, we already know.
Okay.
So it's fine to call and talk about stuff.
What's the airspeed velocity of an African swallow? That's from a Monty Python movie.
What's the answer, Rob?
Oh, I don't know. Ooh, then we cut your head off.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, we are aware that Janine Garofalo is going to be on 24.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're aware.
Thank you. We know. We know everything. We're like Oz. We know everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, dude, how can I dumb it down for you? Trust me.
Hold on.
If it's on the front page of USA Today, which is a newspaper for retards, trust me, we know about it.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll relate to that. Thank you.
God bless.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call.
Take care.
And God bless.
Godspeed.
I'm glad we handled that without violence.
Thanks for calling us.
Yeah. AMF. Thank you.
Words can hurt. Right. AMF. Adios, mother effing.
AMF coming out of him was funny. AMF.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, why is Super Dave the CEO of Eastern Automotive?
What was that?
I don't think that guy, the guy saying the guy from Eastern sounded like Super Dave.
Didn't hear that. Wouldn't that be something?
I'd like to get as many football players as I can.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Robert Bassam. Did you guys mean to hang up or?
Yes.
Yes, right. Yes, because you didn't advertise, you advertise and they're going to get. There you go.
Keep laughing, jackass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
There goes your shot at a TV commercial.
Ah, there was no shot, Mike.
Didn't sound like it.
You and I both know I'm not the right profession. I'm not the right race.
Right.
to star in an Eastern commercial.
But there is a chance.
I would like to be the Rosa Parks of Eastern Motors.
Yeah, you'd be the first white guy to be the featured cool guy in the commercial.
Right, the guy that drives up and says, beep, beep, and I would actually even mouth out, Eastern Motors.
You know what? I'll put a call into Howard G.
Your job.
Because if we can't get you Eastern Motors, you probably can get yourself into a Senate insurance commercial.
That's been offered, Mike. Offered and turned down.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
It truly has.
That was a backdoor deal.
No, for both of us.
Really? They wanted us to be in a Senate insurance commercial?
One day we asked Howard G.
Oh, to be in one.
And then when he actually called and said, hey, I'm making a commercial.
Nah.
You and I said, no, we're not interested. No. I mean, and with no bad feeling, it was like, is there work involved? And they're like, yeah, that's why we said no.
Oh, okay. Right.
As far as I'm concerned, Don, you are not the wrong race.
Oh, stop it.
Hello there.
Just behave yourself, Hindenburg.
What's up? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
BM Eaters, how are you?
Hi there.
Hey, I wanted to know if when Michael Vick said that he loved animals, if that was like when Michael Jackson said that he loves children.
See, here we go. Is this as transparent to everybody else as it is to me? I mean, really, yes. You're diminishing the crime of the moment by lopping it into this whole Michael Jackson, OJ, Michael Vick category.
It would be
different
if Michael Vick was molesting puppies.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Like Michael Jackson molesting young boys.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
It's 18 after.
Yeah.
Now, your local on the 8.
You did get me with that one. Tonight at 11 on the Weather Channel, we're going to get Barry Bonds, Michael Jackson, O.J. Simpson, Michael Vick, all lopped together as many times as we possibly can.
And Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
All of the out-of-control blacks.
Let me see. Yeah, that. And lop it all together so we can just make it a nice big clan cocktail.
Except Michael Jackson ain't black.
That's right.
The only thing that doesn't work in that equation.
Right. That messes it up.
He is whiter than we are.
Yes, it is.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Have you heard the latest about Mike Dick?
Okay, I get jokes. Thank you. He's just piggybacking on the other guy.
I know.
With Jeanine Garofalo.
I understand. You know, since it came up, though, I must ask you, being, at least for a period of time, you were the supreme.
Still am.
Jeanine Garofalo.
Still am. She's hot.
Aficionado. Yeah.
She truly, truly is hot.
I thought you backed off of that for a while.
Yeah, after I saw one of her stand-up routines where she was wearing, like, Beth Ann McBride corduroy pants.
She wears a lot of those. Yeah.
But I've also seen the shots of her on the set of 24, and she slimmed down. And
she slimmed down and they cleaned her up?
You catch her on the West Wing? When she was on the West Wing,
no,
she was nice and clean.
Really?
You would do her.
Would I really?
Based on the West Wing.
Well, she's attractive. But she, you know, I'm worried about down there.
She'd be a handful in bed, too. She'd be one of those. Do everything. Uh-huh. Just do everything to me. Just do everything to me. Meaning, you know, to her.
Yeah, but while that's going on, it might smell like low tide. It
looks like baby vomit.
Hello there.
Stupid dick.
Sorry, Janine.
Don and Mike Show. Hey.
Hello, it's you.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, Janine.
I love you, Janine.
Hi there. Oops. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi. We're all here.
All right, great. I was calling to get you guys' advice on a new fantasy football team name.
That is the same violation as you guys's.
Oh, is it really?
To get you guys' advice.
I'm sorry about that, friend.
Sorry about that.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Great. Hey, I want to ask Buzz if he ever got high and also drunk and then threw up while he's with another woman.
No, I've never done that.
It's time to legalize illegal drugs once and for all.
Wow, who's that that said that?
Shep.
Is it really?
Shep Smith.
Shep, all right.
Shep, who's in that closet with Anderson Cooper.
They send Shep down to Mexico for the hurricane? He's a good guy for that, too. He likes to go to the spots.
He's a drug mule.
Yes. Shep Smith went down to Mexico. He's going to be coming back after his coverage with a stomach full of condoms.
Swallowed eight condoms from Storm Phillips.
Drug mule. I don't know why is drug mule funny. Drug mule funny.
And I still want Storm Phillips. Is that the guy's name?
Stone Phillips. Stone.
You know, I've already forgotten his name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What was the Jack Black song about him?
Stone Phillips. More than meets the eye.
Yeah, that poor bastard. Who is it? Who am I thinking of? Who's the fruity weatherman on Good Morning America?
I don't watch Good Morning America.
You know, Sam Champion.
Sam Champion.
Except I'm thinking his condoms might not be filled with drugs. His condoms might be filled with
like
mayonnaise.
Sam Champion darken his hair? Did he go to a darker hair look?
I think
I saw a promo where it was like brownish
maybe
hair.
Maybe he had some highlights.
Well, he had that real blonde, like, hi there.
He was on TV doing this stand-up from somewhere in Mexico. And seriously, he looked like he was dressed for a 1950s picnic. He had, like, the checkered board shirt on. He had his clamming shorts on.
Oh, dear.
He had his dock siders on.
And he's waiting for the hurricane, right?
And he just looked oh so cool. And he's one of these guys that loves wearing just the piece of leather around their wrist. Now, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. If you got one thing of leather around your wrist,
right,
that's cool. Mm-hmm. If you've got like four or five and they're starting to look like the Livestrong bands, not cool.
And how many did he have?
At least four.
Oh, really?
At least.
See, it's like bangle bracelets on women.
Right.
That's what it is.
I wonder how Sam Champion got brown in his hair.
What has Sam Champion done for you?
Everything.
Anything you want.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.